Good morning, afternoon, evening, family. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. And this is a Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services at any point, please feel free to head to our website, which is www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. All right, family, so we're going to knock out some housekeeping things. Once again, if you're watching me as opposed to listening to me and you see me looking off on the screen, it's because I'm looking at my notes to make sure we stay on track for everything that we want to talk about in this particular episode. And yes, so number one on our housekeeping things, if you are already a fan of this podcast, you already have been listening to it, you love it, and maybe you're not a fan, but you will be. I speak that by faith, okay? You will be a fan of this podcast, or just a follower of SGLS, or just have a desire and a hunger to get plugged into a community of like-minded women going after the same thing, growing, developing, maturing, being watered, getting sunlight, getting that extra special attention. You know, remember we was in school and there were some teachers where you knew you needed some extra special attention because maybe you're just not getting it, or you just feel like you're going through it. Listen, I have the thing for you, okay? Join our membership community. Yes, our membership community, the Daughter Podcast membership community. In that community, we do live podcast episode Q&As, as well as we do live Bible studies, as well as live lessons, group coaching. And it's just the place to be. It's going to satisfy. It's going to pour. It's going to build. It's going to strengthen. It's going to do some supernatural things. And I don't want you to miss it. It is $40 a month. And I think it is just what the doctor ordered. So I highly recommend it. The second thing is, so it's like a goodie that I have to share, is that I am the author of 2 books, right? We bless God. Every time I say that, I bless myself. We bless God that that is the case. I've written 2 books. The first book is called Feels So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. It is a devotional, and the chapters are written like days. So each day kind of is a chapter. And then after each chapter, there are 3 to 4 very loaded questions that really help you really understand what that means to be loved by God. So many people believe that they know. They just have it in the bag, and they don't. They have no idea what that really means, how that really changes your life, how that really changes everything, the way you think, the way you operate, the way you walk, the way you talk. There are some things that you can't tap into until you truly get a deep revelation of the love of God and receive it, eat of it, drink of it, live in it, and let it change you. As well as I've written my second book, which is called Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. A powerful read. Actually, I released that book December of last year. So that book is very, very new. And it is such a profound tool in the hand of God. If you've ever struggled with low self-esteem, if you've ever had just a moment, a season, or whatever, this book is a book that really helps the trigger questions, the trigger things that you need to consider and think about to help you begin to walk out of that and walk into the mind of God, right? Understanding what significance really means and what it is and how we actually attain it and have it, and all the things you just don't have to do anymore because of Jesus. So I highly recommend both of these books. They are available at www.amazon.com as well as Kindle if you do not want to wait. And my third goodie is family. Book a session. Listen, some of you have been listening to me. And child, for some of y'all, I am your counselor in your head. I am your coach in your head. Some of y'all, I am your bestie in your head, and I am honored. But listen, we can make this thing real, okay? Remember those memes where this could be us, but you playing? Listen, some of y'all are playing. You and me, we can have it going on. We can have a real thing going on, okay? And working through some issues, dealing with some you and getting some you out of you, dealing with those inner demons, dealing with the childhood trauma, getting a perspective on how to do your life. Like, I do life coaching and Christian counseling, and life coaching has career coaching. It has traditional life coaching. I even do ministry building sessions. I help you build and launch that ministry from the ground up. There's just so many things, as well as one-on-one Christian counseling. Y'all, some of y'all, it's just time to change your life. It's time to transform your life. It's time to do a new thing. It's time to elevate. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. This is the next level. Okay. It is booking someone that you know, that you believe knows the Lord, knows the Holy Spirit. That really is what matters. You know what I mean? Personally, I have all the degrees in the world and I'm educated. I absolutely believe in that. But at the same time, okay, there's nothing like somebody who got the Holy Ghost, and that is a called and anointed for you. And I personally believe that I am called and I'm anointed for many of you. And so listen, we can have it going on, okay? So just visit my website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. Now, if I sound a little stuffy, okay, if I hear me cough or anything like that, I am being healed. Bless God, of some cold symptoms. And, you know, this is what happens when you let your children go to school. Okay. They come home and they share with mommy and daddy all that they got from school. And it's okay. I still love my babies. All is well. All is well with that. But for your sake, if you're an avid listener and you're like, you know, my girl sound a little different. Well, that's what's going on with me. Okay. And so, yes, those are all of our goodies right now. We had Wife U, but Wife U closed yesterday. So if you missed that, do not worry. It is a signature program. It'll be back around. Okay. But yes, without further ado, we're going to get in some prayer and then we're going to get into today's topic, today's podcast episode. All right. If you are able, close your eyes, bow your heads, and join me. Y'all, just a side note, like when you pray with the people that are praying out loud, it's not for nothing. It's not tossed to the side. God sees that and honors that as people coming together to pray. And the Bible says that when two are gathered, okay? When two are gathered, how many? Okay, so we know the word. So family, pray with me. Sometimes, you know, it's not always about, I had a leader that once says that when we go to church and when we're in any ministry setting, it is a potluck, not a buffet. Meaning it's not just about what they can give you. It's about what you bring to this, right? And so even though this is a podcast and we're just listening, you're probably listening in your car, listening as you wash dishes, you don't even think it's that big of a deal. It is a big deal. This one moment, this little podcast could be the very thing that God uses to launch something that to transform your life. The seed that he plants for your breakthrough. You know what I mean? And when you decide it before you listen, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to partner with this. And so I'm going to be praying as she prays, and I'm going to let my heart be in a conducive place to receive. Man, what can God do? If God can use a donkey, why can he not use your podcast time to really make an impact in your life? So I'm about to pray. Join me. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We bless the name of the Lord. For God, you are worthy. You are holy. You are faithful. You are timely. You are wise. You are everything, Daddy. And everything is you. God, we honor you. There is nobody greater, nobody higher, nobody sweeter, nobody mightier, nobody more powerful, nobody more dependable, more trustworthy than you. God, we can recline in you. We can rest. We can find assurance We can find identity. We can find all the things, God, that we have been seeking. God, I bless you. I thank you, God, that you are the God that never leaves us. You never forsake us, and you never stop loving us. And God, I thank you for this opportunity, this podcast opportunity. God, this is an opportunity for your message to get out bigger than a counseling session, a coaching session. Bigger, God, than anything like that, Father, this is an opportunity for your daughters to hear from their father. So right now, Father, I fully submit myself to you. God, you are the potter and I am the clay. Have your way in me, oh God. I pray now, Father, let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. Let there be a supernatural anointing that rests on my life for just this, oh God. I pray now, Father God, I submit to you my notes and I submit to you everything that I think that I know. And I pray now, Father God, that it is you, God, ministering to your daughters. Let their hearts be in a conducive place to receive, Father God. And I pray, let this podcast impact them supernaturally. Let it renew their minds, Father God. Let it transform their perspective. Let it restore hope, a confident hope, joy, Father God, belief, the endurance to keep going, Father. And I just pray now, God, that you get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And that we'll all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all, ugh, I am being healed, my God. I had to stop on the way to work and get some tea today because I am partnering with the Lord as he heals me. With this hot tea. So this episode has a cute name. I thought it was real cute, but it is called Made for This. Don't you feel empowered? Don't you feel like Rocky running up those steps? I am made for this. Don't you feel all the feelings that comes with that? I am made for this. What are you made for, woman of God? I'm going to say it. And when I say it, I need you to promise me you're not going to click off this podcast because this is something we got to talk about. And I believe at the end, you'll feel encouraged. Okay. You are made for hard things. Oh, my. You are made for hard things. You're made for this. You are made for hard things. And the reason I feel like the Lord really presses on my heart. So I know this is something that he really wants to talk about. For so many of you. So many of us, I mean, I'm in there too with y'all, but for many of us, the enemy has convinced you that you can handle everything that is easy, but you can't handle what is hard. It's hard. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be easy. You're going to fall apart and the devil's going to win and you got to just suffer through life. And the only way to make yourself feel safe from all of that is to never attempt anything worth anything. There's this episode of Living Single. If you ever watched the show, it's a 90s show of all women and two men. I think they lived upstairs, but the show was surrounded by this group of women who lived in this brownstone in New York. And one of the characters, she actually didn't even live there. She lived across the street, but she spent so much time there. She pretty much lived there. And she was a lawyer. And for a good couple seasons of the show, Maxine Shaw, attorney at law, loved arguing. She loved being a lawyer. There was one episode where she got fired. Well, she quit her job pretty much because they made it so hard for her, but she got laid off in a cute way, but she quit her job. And she missed the courtroom so much because that was just what she lived for, man, to argue. Like, this is what she did. She did not shy away from challenges because this is what Maxine Shaw does. This is who she is. My God. And towards the end of the show, like this last season, the season before last or the last season, she was dating one of the characters named Kyle Barker and they broke up. And she put her heart out there and it wasn't returned and he ended up moving away to London. And then there was this episode, this very pivotal episode where Maxine was killing it at work on the surface, but actually what she was doing was she was figuring out how to settle all of her cases. Because so she would never, ever have to go back inside the courtroom. See, in the law world, okay, you don't always go to court. And there are some cases, because they can have the potential to be dragged out for such a long time, you avoid going to court altogether. And so you figure out how you can settle, how you can make a deal with the other litigator on the case on the behalf of your client and their client, usually public office as opposed to a private firm. And they pay out the money and nobody has to go to court. But the downside to that is they make a deal. So, okay, we'll settle. You're guilty. So let's just agree that you'll spend 2 years in jail as opposed to going to court and fighting and getting them no jail time. Okay. Let's just settle it out and we'll pay them $800 and they'll be happy and we won't have to go to court. She had figured out how to settle all of her cases. And for a while, it was working. The reason that it was working is because, one, she was with the public defender's office. Two, there's not a lot of big, heavy, you know, trial worthy cases that happen. Oftentimes, it's small things, trespassing, spitting, you name it, indecent exposure, things that can easily settle. Like, we really don't need to go to a court with a jury and a judge to convict somebody for indecent exposure. We all saw you. There are pictures. Just pay the fine and we can go home. Okay. But what happened was she got a particular client who believed that he was Jesus Christ, y'all, that Jesus came back. I don't know. But either way, he said, I want to prove my innocence. I want to go to court. He was forcing her to do something that she had been avoiding, even though deep down, this is what she loves. And at one point believed that this is who she is even. And she didn't want to go to court, but eventually she did. And in that process, she came to some revealing aspects about what she thought and really felt deep down. And the reason I'm telling you this very long episode story is because, like her, like many of us, man, have forgotten what we're made for. You have gone out of your way to never have to go to court. You have gone out of your way to never have to do anything worth anything. See, the problem with a lawyer that never wants to go to court and never wants to be a lawyer, because, you know what I'm saying, a negotiator can do that aspect of the job. But a lawyer is who goes to court. A lawyer has the tenacity to endure a trial and to continue to believe and have faith, even if the client doesn't have any faith, throughout the entire period of time that we're going to win. I know it looks bad. I know they got evidence. I know they asked you a question that you weren't prepared for, but oh my, we're going to win. I'm going to seek out another strategy. I'll stay up all night. See, that's a lawyer's job. That's why they get paid so much. Like, being a lawyer is no easy feat, right? And so for many of us, at one point, that's what you did. At one point, oh my goodness, you were on fire. Nobody could stop you. You believed, you were convinced, this is what I'm made for. This is what God has anointed me for. This is what I do. I'm not scared of what the devil may do. As a matter of fact, I don't even consider what the devil might do. All I consider is what my God can do. See, that is the mindset of a son. That's the mindset of a daughter. Because this is the truth of the matter. We are the winner. We're winners. That's who we are by DNA, out the womb. Dr. Cindy Trim says it best. She says, you were competing against 1,000 other sperms to get to the egg. And you beat everybody. You came into this world a winner. Anybody has ever had kids or tried to get pregnant, you understand that your body actually fights off the sperm. So the ones that make it and survive all the way to the end to impregnate the egg, that is a special child, which means whoever is listening to this, you are a special somebody, okay? You are a special somebody. You are a winner by nature. Winners don't shy away from the battle because that's where you win. That's where you're already a winner. Like, it is in your DNA to overcome things. It is in your DNA to beat the devil. It is in your DNA to walk in authority. It is in your DNA to fight. It's in your, it's what you do. It's who you are. And what the enemy has done is gotten many of you to believe a lie so much and so that you'll shrink back and you won't be who you are and you live a life that is safe. But the problem with living a life that is so safe is that you're not living at all. And the bigger problem is you're not safe at all. Enemy got you to shrink back. So now he could do whatever he wanted to do to you and you still ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to pray. You ain't going to rebuke nothing. You're not going to speak the truth. There's some things that will fall off like water that couldn't even stand next to you. But the reason is it's had such a lifespan in your life for this period of time is because you refuse to really get in the game. But I'm here to tell you, you're made for this. You are made for hard things. And let me clarify this. Just because something is hard does not mean it's hard for you. Let me keep it real with y'all. I am a literal advocate for women. That is my job. I fight for women all day long in my sessions, in the group coaching, and all the different areas that I'm helping, and the different speaking engagements. I've been asked to speak at my alma mater and other universities. Family, this is my job. This is what I do. And my job is not easy, not for a second. There are so many people that probably may look at it and maybe see the glamorous side of it and say, man, I want to do that. And then they sit down and try to do it or get the education to do it. And they don't even have the stomach for it. There are things I hear in my office that probably will make many people run away. And it doesn't make me run away. Not because I'm superhuman. I'm just anointed for this. I'm just made for this. God gave me the stomach for it. There is a grace that is upon my life that I can't lose because God gave it to me in my mother's womb. Come on. This is what I do. My job is not easy. I'm made for this hard thing. And because I know I'm made for this hard thing, it makes this hard thing not so hard. Some of you feel like you're called to marriage. Understand that if you're called to marriage, you're called to the aspects of marriage that are easy and you're anointed for the aspects that are hard. If you're called to be a professional football player, you're called to the aspect of the game that you love, you live for. And then you're called to the aspects of the game that are not so fun. You're made for this. And because they know they're made for this, what may make maybe intimidate or shake or throw somebody off their game, it doesn't do that to them because they understand that I was created for this hard aspect. Whatever it is that you believe you're called to do, there is some part of it that's not easy. And you're made for it. You're made for all of it. And you can't really be in the game and you only halfway play the game. Some of you, it's like playing Monopoly. Like, yeah, I'm playing, but just in case I lose, I'm not going to take any money. Just in case I lose, I'm not going to buy any property. Then how are you playing Monopoly? You're not playing. If anything, you're a really cute cheerleader on the sidelines. And guess what? The cheerleader doesn't get a payday. The cheerleader doesn't get to say that they're the winner of the game. They just get to watch. And for some of you, I really sense this in the spirit. God is calling you out of the season of observing into the season of living, into the season of doing. Okay? You got to get back in the game. You were made for hard things. You were made for hard. Oh my, say it with me. You were made. I was made for hard things. There is no way you can avoid attacks of the enemy. No. But what you can do is use your weapons and defeat him every single time, which you're designed to do. The safest place that you can ever be is where God has called you to be. The safest thing you can ever do is what God has called you to do. And as long as you are not doing that, you are under more risky territory than anywhere else. Where God called you is where your grace is. Sometimes you want to know what the enemy is trying to keep kind of get you so hard to not do certain things, because he understands that if you do it, you will win. You will defeat him. You will be in authority. You have the power. Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Okay. He took away the power from the enemy and he gave it to us. So it's like a cop. Like if a cop doesn't get out, flash his badge, pick up his gun and say freeze, then that criminal gonna run off with all the money. Because why? The cop has to be the cop, because who has the authority? Not the criminal. The officer does. He has the power. He has the weapon. As a matter of fact, he's far more, I need to say this, he's far more intimidating to a criminal than a criminal is intimidating to a cop. You ever seen a real like movie with, like a bank rob scene? Like, no, like the whole time they are sweating and they are scared out their mind. That's why they're waving that gun and they're yelling and they got all these big threats and it's all the boom and all the power and all the smoke screen, because they are terrified that the cops are going to break in. And when the cops break in, they answer the cops are going to have more gun power, more authority. If they kill you, they can legally kill you because you resisted arrest and you go into jail. And you know what I'm saying? So they're doing everything in their power to get that money out as fast as they can so they can get out of there, because they are scared of that kind of authority. You carry that kind of authority. As a matter of fact, you carry more. You sit higher. You sit higher. You are seated above. Like, these are not things we say in church to make ourselves feel good. These are things we say because they are true. And the truth makes you free. And the truth makes you free. My God. So I want to get into two aspects. I only have two today. Two aspects that I want you to pay attention to that are designed to help you overcome consistently in your life every hard thing. You ready? The first one is the gift of endurance. It is the gift of endurance. Let me tell you something. If you've ever gotten like a set, like a nail file set or a hairbrush set, right? You usually have pieces of the nail set or the brush set that you recognize. Like, I know a comb, I know a brush, I know a fingernail clipper, I know a fingernail file. I know that. I got that. But then there are pieces of it that you don't see as valuable. And you don't see them as valuable because you don't actually know what they do yet. And you can't see yourself ever possibly needing that. And there is the temptation to throw away the pieces that you think you don't need. But in actuality, the day that you need it and you realize what it can do, you are so thankful that you have that tool in your tool set. Okay. Endurance has got to be on the top of that list. Nobody is out here saying, God, I thank you that you let me endure. Don't nobody say stuff like that. That don't sound spiritual. That don't sound uplifting. That doesn't sound anointed. As a matter of fact, if the person up at the mic at church has said that, you go from Rabbi Shatta to, girl, I ain't worshiping for that. No, I don't want to go through nothing. What you mean? That's what we do. That's it. But let me tell you something. Endurance is truly, truly a gift. There are some things you can't get to if you do not endure. This is the thing. If you didn't have the gift of endurance, the enemy could try it one time. And let's say you caught off guard and you weren't ready, or you didn't know what to say, know what to do, and you're just going to fall out and die. And I'll just see you in heaven. But oh no, you have endurance. Jesus gave us an example of endurance when the Holy Spirit, mind you, not the devil, the Holy Spirit led him to the mount to be tempted by the devil. The Holy Ghost led him there. And he had to endure the devil asking him multiple questions. Mind you, this is God, okay? This is not Judas. This is not John the Baptist. This is not Peter or Paul. This is Jesus Christ himself. That man really became flesh just so we could see. And each time he had to endure. And the Bible says that he had been fasting. So imagine being hungry, being weak. Some of y'all, you know, you about to pass out if you skip lunch, let alone a full on all day, week long, month long fast. Everybody's been there. But this man has been fasting. He has not eaten. He is weak. Many people say, oh, I understand, Jesus. You're probably delusional. But this man never sinned. Not at any point did he slip up and say something different. He always warred with the word of God. How was he able to even remember those scriptures? How was he able to even, because one, the Holy Ghost, Ha-E, but two, he had the ability to endure. And so where the enemy would normally have the power and have the advantage, he didn't. And the enemy had to what? Flee. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So resistance is going to require what? Endurance. I'm going to have to sit here, have a moment of, or child, sometimes even a week long of discomfort. And I'm going to endure because I can. And the enemy doesn't like that. I don't like that you can endure this. I want you to pass out, die, meet you in heaven. No, I can endure. God has given me that tool. I didn't even know I needed that in my tool chest, but oh God, I thank you that I can endure. I thank you that the truth can endure. I thank you that faith can endure. I thank you, Father God, that in all these areas, I will come out on the other side. I will win, and the Bible promise will be true, and the enemy has to flee. That is a biblical promise. That's not something we say for cute. It's the truth. There's some things you're believing God about, and the fact that you're still believing is because you can endure. So when you have that big, beautiful moment where that what you believe for came to pass and you get to see it, you're thankful that God, you gave me the grace to endure all this time so that I will be able to see what I believed for. Like, endurance is a major tool in your tool set. Do not throw it out. Do not throw it away. Okay? It is a gift from the Father. And the second one that I want you to pay attention to before we go is the power of letting go. You know, I don't see that a lot in spiritual warfare teachings. My God. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I believe that what is being taught is what needs to be taught. But sometimes, like I've said before, we can stay in this place of warring because you have taken on the full responsibility of dealing with this, not partnering with God. Partnering with God is you do the small part, I do the hard part. You do your part, I do what matters, okay? God does the heavy lifting. And sometimes when we don't let go, we don't give God the opportunity to do the heavy lifting. We're trying to do the heavy lifting. And if we're trying to do the heavy lifting, you're going to get the fruit of heavy lifting. Tell me how many push-ups you've done in the last year. I'll wait. Tell me at what point did you get convinced that you were stronger and mightier than God? We're not, but we get to rest because we're not stronger and mightier than God. So that means, like, when you are faced with things that you know you can't deal with, well, I mean, God, then you got to show up. There's no way around this. There is no way around this. The Bible says, and the disciples, they boasted in their weakness. Because they knew that's when they were strong. They were so excited when they didn't know what to do. They were so excited. Because they were just like, oh, we locked up in this jail. Child, there's no phone. There's no text messaging. There's no phone calls. There's nothing. They have nothing. And they were excited. Like, oh, that means God gonna do something crazy to get us up out of here. Man, that meant Jesus called an earthquake to happen while they were praising God. that cause the doors to open and for the chains to break off of their arm. Like, you can't do stuff like that. I know God uses you powerfully. I have no doubts. You are a powerful woman of God. You will never hear an objection from me, but you can't do stuff like that. You can't do Jesus stuff. You can do you stuff. You can do you stuff by the power of God stuff, but you can't do Jesus stuff. And sometimes we don't get to the Jesus stuff because you don't want to let go. The Bible says the man that loves his life will lose it. But the man that lets go of his life, oh my gosh, he will find it. My husband says it best, said it like this. He said, when you're trying to stay in control and make sure and all this stuff, you do, it's like this, like squeezing somebody real tight. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose this. I'm going to make sure this happen. I'm going to make sure that don't happen. I'm going to be. And guess what? While you're squeezing so tight, they're sliding out from underneath you. But when you, God, I trust you. I let it go. Lord, how would you have me to fight? What would you have me to say? What is the word God said? Well, I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to say what you say. I'm going to go where you go. I trust you. I'm willing to risk it all on you. That is when you find it. That is when abundance hits your life. That's when it's flowing milk and honey. Okay? So I just want to say this to encourage you this day. You were made for this. You were made for hard things. And you're not just made for hard things to just sit in hard things. No, you're made to conquer hard things. You're made to overcome. You're made to look at challenges and to laugh. You're made to laugh without fear of the future. Proverbs 31. You are made to live a beautiful, refreshing, rested in God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy that is new every morning. You are made to live the good life. You are made to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You are made to eat the fat of the land. You are made for all of that. That this is what you're made for. This is what you do. This is who you are. And I know there's been some things that happened that wanted to knock you out of the game, but let this podcast be the loving Father calling you back, saying, daughter, I caught you then and I'll catch you now. And I healed and restored you then. You're even better and probably won't even fall for the same crap now because of what we've been through together. So family, that is all that I have for you today. I love you guys. Please feel free to rewind and listen to our goodies again so that you can get access. You can become a part, that it can be me and you doing our thing. Okay. We can connect for real. Okay. All right, family. I love you guys. Talk soon.